I wonder if I'm speaking to any drivers tonight who can recall back to when they got their last traffic ticket, what the circumstances were. This is Night Sounds. I'm Bill Pierce, and I welcome you once again to the next 28 minutes of togetherness. Well, I can recall my last traffic ticket, a moving violation, about 15 or 17 years ago. I was in a hurry, and I knew that this traffic light would last about 3 minutes. Well, I thought I could get an edge on this whole thing by cutting through a parking lot and sort of doing the bottom of the triangle right over to the next street, which I did, and I felt pretty secure in that and even congratulated myself until, out of nowhere, came the flashing red lights. I had been caught, trying to save some time. Well, not only did I not save any time, I was fined $50, and my insurance rates went up for a while. Sometimes shortcuts aren't worth it. Tonight's program is entitled, A Shorter Way. How many times have we been riding with somebody or driving, the passenger might suggest, hey, I know a shorter way to get there. Let's cut through here. I'm glad that we can slow down. We don't have to be in such a hectic hurry all the time. I was thinking of some slow-moving music, so I settled on the recording of an old hymn tonight, sung very beautifully and very slowly, by the National Christian Choir of Washington, D.C. Accompanied unhurriedly by the organ, this will allow us to listen slowly to these meaningful words. if you take an old hymn like that and take your time singing it. Just let it continue to unfold in your heart and your mind. What a privilege and what an opportunity for growth. Some things must take time. One old farmer said, "Only takes me 2 weeks to grow a squash." But that oak over there took a little over 100 years. Often, I think God takes too long to answer a prayer. But when he does, we can be sure that his product is better than our feverish mode of operations might have been. I was looking at a book with the title God Isn't in a Hurry, written by Dr. Warren Wiersbe. That's sort of an interesting little item in here. He and his wife were driving through the foothills of the Cumberland Mountains in Kentucky. They decided to take a shortcut on a road that seemed inviting. "What a road it turned out to be," he said. "It was used so infrequently that turtles were on it, basking in the sun. In fact, we picked one of them up and took it home to the children." His conclusion was that any road that is safe for turtles is the wrong road for drivers. And this shorter way turned out to be uncomfortable, dangerous, also time-consuming. I would say most of us can reflect on an incident in our lives where we may have been impulsive and had to pay for it later. I know sometimes I'm like that, and after I've made the big mistake, I say, "Bill, will you please, next time you move, before you set one foot in front of the other or reach out for anything, stop to think a little bit as to what you're grabbing for and what direction you're going and what you came in here for." And I'm sure tonight that there are certain areas of life where there are valid shortcuts that would save both time and energy. I've heard it said that it's better to cook slowly than the microwave way. There's something better about food that's cooked. Every cook has shortcuts that save time in the kitchen. And I suppose skilled workers pass on their secret shortcuts to their apprentices. But in the areas of life that really count, building of character and serving God, are those areas we should watch out for shortcuts. We need to be aware of them. Dr. Wiersbe said, "I have met people who are looking for shortcuts to understanding the Bible. They purchase study Bibles filled with notes and encyclopedic facts, and yet they never seem to get a grasp on the truth of God's Word because they're in a hurry. They want a shorter way, and sometimes they don't know the difference between facts and truth, between mental comprehension and spiritual apprehension, poring over outlines, studying charts, chasing down cross-references, but they never take time to allow the Spirit of God to teach them. And because there are no shortcuts in learning God's truth, there are no shortcuts in building godly Christian character. We study the Word of God that we might better know the God of the Word. And as we get to know Him better, we'll become more like Him." One great man of the Bible said, "It may come as a shock to some Christians that God is more concerned about the worker than He is the work." We can't use shortcuts when it comes to understanding spiritual truth or building Christian character. Jesus told a story one time about two builders, one of whom was in a hurry, and he built his house without a solid foundation. So, needless to say, the structure did not last. The other man took his time. He laid a foundation carefully and built a house that withstood the storms. The shorter approach was disastrous, not only to the house, but to the people in it. The impatient builder learned the hard way, the high cost of the shorter way. So where there is life, there is growth, and the church of Jesus Christ, his body, the Christians, should increase in both quality and quantity. There are no shortcuts to solving problems unless you may have a calculator and you have a rather lengthy math problem. That can help you, sure. There are areas where a shorter way is valid. But the deeper things of life that go beyond trivial problems, those life-threatening problems that have long, deep roots, we must take time with. One pastor said, in my ministry, I've tried to counsel people with these kinds of problems, and I've marveled at how long it took them to create the problem, yet how quickly they expected the preacher and God to solve it. Medical doctors face the same situation. Many patients have hidden or veiled or camouflaged their symptoms for months, perhaps years. Then finally ask the doctor to give them a pill that will instantly cure them. One man said, I have conducted funerals for people who waited too long, and it was then too late. So we can go to extremes. There are no shortcuts when it comes to revival of the heart, because that's a growth factor. Some have the idea that revival can be imported. After all, it happened over there in that city. And we live tonight in an instant society. We snap on the TV and we can see what's going on a world away. Tonight, let's just slow down for a moment and consider, as Jesus said, the lilies of the field. They don't frenetically toil and spin and worry about how they're going to grow. That's one of the most simple but profound messages and lessons from the Savior in the Holy Bible. Joy Morgan Davis wrote, It's so dark, Lord, and my candles are so few. Could you hurry up the dawn? In time, child, in time. Dawn is never early, but it's never late either. Meanwhile, I've counted your candles. Your supply is sufficient.
Consider God the Father provides for them, yet upon the earth these are among the smallest things. Mm-hmm. not spin, and they do not wheel. But I tell you now, not even Solomon in all of his splendor was arrayed like any one of these. So seek ye first the kingdom of God and the wealth of his righteousness.
Songs from the Holy Scriptures. John Michael Talbot and Consider the Lilies. You're in tune with Night Sounds. I'm Bill Pierce. And our subtitle and pathway of thinking tonight settles on the title, A Shorter Way.
Thank you.
Back in the Old Testament book of Exodus, chapter 13, verse 17, we see that God avoids shortcuts. When he delivered Israel from Egypt, these words, God did not lead them by the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. God took the long route for the good of the people, and he probably will take the long route for you and me in our lives and areas of need. Our instant society has so invaded the body of Christ that we're constantly looking for shortcuts. All of nature bears witness to the fact that God takes time to accomplish great works. We just heard about the growth of flowers and trees. All of church history, including the Bible, vindicates this witness. It's true that God can, and occasionally does, bring about some great blessing in a short time. But the usual manner of his working is deliberate and at leisure. So we need to slow down, don't we? Take a look at our direction and why we're doing it the way we're doing it. The one passion that any true Christian should have is to do God's will, God's way. Speaking of passion and desire, turn to a voice we haven't heard for quite a while on Night Sounds. Carla Worley, to sing about that great, single, holy passion. May he anoint our efforts and cause us to slow down as we continue Night Sounds. My mind goes to a scripture verse that speaks of God's working in the human life. If he has begun to lead you in a certain way and you wish you would hurry up, let's just consider the book of Philippians in the New Testament, chapter 1, verse 6. Which reads in the Living Paraphrase, I am sure that God, who began the good work within you, will keep right on helping you grow in his grace until his task within you is finally finished on that day when Jesus Christ returns. Lord God, we need your Spirit to impress upon our hearts the folly and even sometimes the loss of being impetuous and wanting things we want right away. Help us to pull back and let you work in your time and in your method, that we might be whole and complete people for you, for others, and even for ourselves. Help us to slow down and do what we can to cooperate with you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I think we've discovered tonight that shortcuts don't always pay off. Let's keep that in mind as we go about our business tomorrow. Our mailing address is Night Sounds, Wheaton, Illinois, 60189. May God lead you in His way in His time. Until we meet again, a peaceful good night to all of you.